Hey, happy Sunday. Well, I hope everybody had a good week. Some of you I haven't seen in a while. Some of your faces just are bringing joy to my heart this morning. Just to hit on a couple of these announcements again, if you haven't picked up an application for summer camp, if there's any kind of interest in your heart whatsoever, just pick one up and have your parents read through it. It doesn't hurt. We've got lots of paper around here. If you're not interested, we'll just print another one. But we are having a fundraiser, which is also doubling as an activity altogether night. So it's not tomorrow Monday, but the next Monday at Orange Leaf, we're having a fundraiser for camp. Every purchase, you'll get 10% off of your purchase, and then we get a dollar off of every purchase. So last time we did one of these, we cleaned up. So tell your family, take the flyer. You should have received one on your way in. If not, let us know. We can get you one. Or if you have your parents, go on the church website or the church Facebook page. This is one time where you can go on during the media fast. Print off. We have it posted there. You can print them off and take them in yourself. But just bring that flyer in because you have to have one of those flyers with you to get the discount and for us to get the dollar. So bring those in. And then our first Saturday event for March is coming up. It'll be here before we know it. It is March 2nd, and we're having a free movie night here in the Student Center. So, no, I haven't decided what we're going to watch. I don't know if it'll be the Avengers, but I'll put it on the list. But bring your favorite snack, whatever that is. We'll have popcorn, drinks, all kinds of goodies here. So be here. It's absolutely free. Your parents would probably love to have a date night. So tell them, hey, send me to the first Saturday event, go out on a date, and then they can come back and get you. It works out for everybody. All right. Well, this Sunday, we're still back in Ecclesiastes. We are rounding the corner. Like when we're reading through, you can see the end of the book. The end is in sight. But we are in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 1 through 9. If you do have any questions, make sure you always reference that screen that we had up there. You can go to our Facebook page. You can do hashtags if you have Twitter, Chase the Wind. You can email us, which would probably be the best way right now during the media fast, info at the Factory Students. So any questions ever, go there, send it to us. We'll answer the best we can. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 1 through 9 is where we are. So grab the Bible that's under your chair. There's a Bible handout and pen under your chair. And flip over to page 473. Page 473. Page 473. And just hold on to that spot. We'll come back to it. If you haven't been with us for this series, we'll kind of give you a recap. If you haven't been here in a while, we'll give you one of those too. Ecclesiastes was written by Solomon, who was the king of Israel. He was David's son, who was also king of Israel, so he had been royalty all of his life. At this point, he's an old man. He's at the end of his life. He's writing over what he's known, the things that he's learned, the mistakes that he's made, and he's writing it all down. And he wants to share this with people so that they can learn from the mistakes that he's made, the lessons he's learned. And he takes a long, hard look at all sides of reality. The happy times and the sad times, he writes about them both. Because everybody has happy times. I could probably go around and you could tell me some of the fun stories that you've had with friends or family or just all kinds of fun times you may have had over the years. You could tell me funny stories all day long. But if I were to also go around the room, we've probably got some sad stories we could share. Each of us has both of those that we bring into life because it's just part of life. And so Solomon's writing about both of these in the book of Ecclesiastes. And his hope is so that when people read it after he's gone, that people can learn from the lessons that he's learned. And so this morning we see that Solomon comes back to the topic that we've seen him touch on before time and time again throughout Ecclesiastes, especially chapter 3 when we talked about the seasons of life. He hit on this. And so it becomes our focal point again when we are talking through what we'll be in today. So Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 1 through 9, we'll read through it before we start moving on. Verses 1 through 9. Who is like the wise, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the hardness of his face is changed. I say, keep the king's command because of God's oath to him. Be not hasty to go from his presence. Do not take your stand in an evil cause, for he does whatever he pleases. For the word of the king is supreme, and who may say, says to him, what are you doing? Whoever keeps a command will know no evil thing, and the wise heart will know the proper time and just way. For there is a time and a way for everything, although man's trouble lies heavy on him. For he does not know that it is to be, for who can tell him how it will be? No man has power to retain the spirit or power over the day of death. There is no discharge from war, nor will wickedness deliver those who are given to it. All this I observed while applying my heart to all this done under the sun, when man had power over man to his hurt. So we'll break this down, give some more meat to those bones. But the bottom line that we have for you today, if you get one thing, walk away with it. It's on the bottom of your handout. You can write this down. It's, I'm not responsible, but I can influence. I'm not responsible, but I can influence. Not responsible, but I can influence. And so we see here in this passage, and as we've talked about in chapter 3, there are seasons, there are things that happen in life. There are good things and there are bad things that happen. Some of them we have absolutely no control over, and some of them just happen to us and we can control, but we still have to work through them. And we're not always responsible for every situation that is around us. But what we're going to talk through and learn today is that while we may not be responsible for what's going on, we as followers of Jesus and Christ lovers, we can have an influence on any situation that we're in life. And so we return to this verse every week, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And so that to say that Ecclesiastes is a book that applies to all people from all walks of life. No matter if you lived 3,000 years ago when this book was written, or if you're living today in 2013, this book applies to you because it's things that everybody works through. And so some of the things that you'll hear throughout life is people will give you advice, especially as you get older and you progress through school and college and different relationships. People give you advice. Some of it's good, and some of it is really good, and you'll want to hang on to it, maybe write it down. Some of it not so good. You'll just let it go and say, all right, that was nice. This is some of the advice I was given right before I got married, and it's some of the best marriage advice you've never heard, but it also applies to any aspect of life. That's why I put the marriage in the parentheses there, is so you can apply this in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, applies to you. And it's, you are responsible for your own thoughts, actions, beliefs, and behaviors. You're not responsible for others' thoughts, actions, beliefs, and behaviors, but you can influence others' thoughts, actions, beliefs, and behaviors. Get that one more time just to let it sink in. You are responsible for your own thoughts, actions, beliefs, and behaviors. You are not responsible for others' thoughts, actions, beliefs, and behaviors. You can influence others' thoughts, actions, beliefs, and behaviors. So this is something that can apply to you, especially as we work through, I'm not responsible, but I can influence. You're not responsible for if the person next to you is being an idiot. If they're an idiot, they're an idiot. But you can influence them. If someone's messing around in class, at school, you can say, hey, knock that off. Now, are you responsible for if they get in trouble? No. But you can influence and say, hey, that's not appropriate behavior. If your family's in a rough time, are you the head of the family? No. You're 13, 14 years old. Some of you 12. And so 11. What's the youngest? 11. We got some 14-year-olds. Who's the oldest in here, student-wise? Oldest? Anyone older than 14? Anyone who's in middle school older than 14? All right. So no matter what age you are, you can influence people. You can influence your parents. You can influence your teachers, your peers. You can influence them. Even if they choose to make wrong decisions, you can still influence their actions. So this is what we'll be seeing as we work through this today, is that, you know, you are the person who you are. You can only be responsible for you and you alone, but you can have a positive impact on those around you. We'll start off with verses 1 through 5 of Ecclesiastes chapter 8 again. We'll start breaking it apart. So verses 1 through 5. I lost my place here. All right. Who is like the wise, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the hardness of his face is changed. I say, keep the king's command because of God's oath to him. Be not hasty to go from his presence. Do not take your stand in an evil cause, for he does whatever he pleases. For the word of the king is supreme, and who may say to him, what are you doing? Whoever keeps the command will know no evil thing, and the wise heart will know the proper time and the just way. And so the first blank that we have for you there on your handout is influencers honor authority. Influencers honor authority. Influencers honor authority. And so who is here with us this summer when we did our Just Ask series? All right. Now, is it, anybody remember the night that we talked about authority? We had, who all was on our panel that night? My brother-in-law was on it. He's a police officer. We had Beulah, who worked at the prison system. We had Mary Beth, who was a counselor. And we had a teacher, a middle school teacher, Isaac Isaiah. And so we had four authority figures come and talk to us about the roles that they play in authority and how they respond to authority and how it's given and how it's received. And so we answered questions that night like these. What do you do if your parents are living the wrong way? How do you still honor them when that happens? What do you do if your parents... I combined two questions there. But yeah, again, a good one. What do you do if your parents are living the wrong way? Every parent makes mistakes. Every parent at some point or another will live the wrong way. How do you still honor them when that happens? And so those are some of the things we work through, but it still applies to where we are today in Ecclesiastes with honor. That even if those that are in authority over you are living the wrong way, what do you do? And basically it comes down to a nutshell what we talked about that night is we honor them. Like no matter what, we show them honor and respect because even if they're making wrong decisions, they're still our parents. They're still those that are in authority over us. And so through Jesus, we honor them and we obey them and we do what's right, even if we don't necessarily agree with them. And so that's how we show honor. And through all of this, we find that we're not responsible. Your parents may be at home and they may be great parents who are doing great things and love you and show great support, but your parents may not be showing great support and they may not be making the best decisions. But we find that no matter what our parents are doing or no matter what our teachers are doing and those in authority over us, we can still show honor to those. So those who influence are those who show honor. Any type of leader, any type of person in a place of position that is a leadership role, we've been working through this with our interns. If you want to be a leader, you have to be an influencer and you have to honor those that are around you and those that you're leading. And so influencers are those that honor. And we'll see this time and time again. And this, we're hitting on it a lot now in middle school because you're going to see it in high school. You're going to see it in college. You're going to see it when you get out into the workforce and you have a job. There's going to be people you don't want to honor. People that just kind of rub you the wrong way, get under your skin, and you're just like, ugh. But they're in a position where they need to be honored, even if you don't agree with them. So we'll keep moving along with verses 5 and 6. Whoever keeps a command will know no evil thing, and the wise heart will know the proper time and the just way. For there is a time and a way for everything, although man's trouble lies heavy on him. And so the next blank is, know what time it is. Know what time it is. Know what time it is. Yeah, I got something. All right. The psalm goes here back to what he talked about in chapter 3. Does anyone remember what we talked about in chapter 3 or was he at least here for it? here for it when we talked about the seasons. Like, there are good seasons, there are bad seasons, there's happy times, there's time for joy and time for mourning. There's a time for dancing, there's a time for laughing, there's a time for sorrow. Everything has its proper time and proper season. Solomon goes back to this again here in verses 5 through 6, that there's a time and place for everything. And it's important for us to know the season that we're in, that a wise person, a person that lives in wisdom, is able to discern the season that they're in, and they're able to see and act on it. Now, there's going to be times where we can see the season that we're in, and we can't necessarily change it. We can see that there's tough times around us, and we're going through hard times, but there's nothing we can necessarily do to change it at that moment. Sometimes we just have to work through the season that we're in. Sometimes rough things happen, and we just have to work through them and learn the lessons that come with it. We're not responsible, maybe, for the season that we're in, but we can't influence while we're in it. We can influence those around us in whatever season that we're in. So if you're in a time of joy and it's a really great time of life for you right now, awesome. Influence those in the season that you're in. If you're just kind of in a melancholy state where life's going, it's not really good or bad, influence those in the season that you're in. If you're in a rough time right now, life just seems to be collapsing around you and you can't do anything to change the season that you're in, influence those around you in the season that you're in. And so Solomon hits on this because he's seen people time and time again, especially from the position of a king. He saw all people from all walks of life, from the wealthiest to those who lived on the streets who had nothing. He saw them all live their life, and he saw them walk it out. And he saw those who made positive decisions out of the season that they were in, and he saw those who made negative decisions. And time again, he saw this, and that's why he's writing it to us, and it still applies to us today. So we'll move on to verses 7 and 8 and see what he has to say to us there. Flip the page here. Nope, not yet. There we go. For he does not know what is to be, for who can tell him how it will be? No man has power to retain the spirit or power over the day of death. There is no discharge from war, nor will wickedness deliver those who are given to it. And so the next blank that we have for you is, I can't control everything. I can't control everything. Can't control everything. And so when it comes to decisions, there's some decisions right now that are out of your hands. You're at an age where you're still dependent on those in authority over you. For the majority of your living life right now, you depend on others. There will become a time where you'll be an adult and you can make your own decisions and you'll be able to control more of what goes on in your life. But still at that point, you still won't be able to control everything. There will be always be someone over you who makes decisions for you. Even as an adult, we have bosses, we have governments, we have leaders, we have positions and people that make decisions for us and how we live our day-to-day lives. We can't control every single aspect. But what we do with what we can is a really awesome thing. If you learn to take the decisions that you can make, with things that you can control, the things that you see on a daily basis that you're like, I can influence this. I can control this. This is something I can be good at. This is something I can lead in. This is something I can show others how to do. If you can learn to do that and have Jesus guide you and help you to influence and control the things you can control, that's going to be awesome to help you through the rest of life. So Solomon gives us some different ways through this verse and things that we just can't control. And first one is inability to control the wind. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. You can't control the wind. It comes, it goes. Some days here in Missouri, there's no wind at all. And especially in the summer, it feels like death. It's just humid, no wind, nasty. And some days, like last night and this morning, it's super windy. We live in an apartment complex, and there's some like big metal trash dumpsters out a little ways in the parking lot outside our window. And when it gets real windy, the lids start flapping back and forth. And so all night, we're hearing these lids bang on these trash cans because the wind just keeps blowing and keeps blowing. And it was really annoying. You can't, inability to prevent death. From the moment you are born, you are from then forth dying. Like, to the day that you die, you're getting closer to that than your day of birth. And so, from that moment on, you can't control it. We don't know when it's going to come. It could happen to any of us at any time. Death comes to every person. We can't control it, but we can control how we live our life up to that point. Inability to get out of battle. You can't call a timeout in battle. I don't know if you've ever read this in your history books or noticed that even today in modern warfare. You can't just call a timeout and be like, hey, all right, I know we're fighting right now, but I really need a juice break. So let's just call a timeout. We'll meet back here in 15 minutes. I'm going to go grab a PB&J, maybe some juice, relax, take a short nap. You can't do that. There's things you can't control, and you can't just say, I'm going to opt out of this right now. I'll meet you back later. Inability for someone who is evil to be rescued. There are some people that no matter what you do in life and no matter how you try to help them, they just don't want to be helped. And all you can do is influence the best that you can. And then they make their own decisions. They control their own life. And so there's going to be people in our lives that we try to influence and we try to help. We try to do the best that we can through Jesus. And on our own, we can't do it. But the only one that can save them is Jesus. And so Solomon finishes off in verse 9, and he says, all I observed while applying my heart to all that is done under the sun, when man had power over man to his hurt. And so there's not much for us to argue with Solomon throughout this chapter and what we've talked through. And that's why we go back to 2 Timothy every week. This applies to everyone, no matter how long you've been in church, whether this is your first week or this is your 10,000th week in church. Solomon, hey, fellas, you can't argue with it. And so Solomon puts it all there, and he's like, hey, this is what happens in life. Bad things happen, good things happen. Sometimes you get to work with the good things. Sometimes you have to work with the bad things that are happening, but you can influence it. And so as he leads us along, we see how does the gospel tell us we should respond through what we've worked through. And so we'll flip over to James, and it's on page 870, James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. All right, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, page 870. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And so the next blank that we have for you is be led by and led to Jesus. Be led by and led to Jesus. And we see here in this passage we just read that when we try to, like, our own wisdom and our own knowledge and our own understanding doesn't take us anywhere. But when we use the wisdom from above, we allow Jesus to influence our lives and lead us in proper biblical ways and how to influence others, then we see positive things coming out of it. And so you're either going to be a person in life who creates a culture that has positive influence, or you'll be someone who allows others to influence you. And those are two very drastic things. You can either be one who's a leader, who says, hey, I know that I can't control everything in life, but what I can control, what I can do, what I can influence, I'm going to do the best that I can. I'm going to be everything that I've been created to be. I'm going to be a positive example to my friends, to my family, to my classmates. I'm going to influence those for Christ. Or you could be one who sits and says, I'm just going to kind of go with the flow. Whatever happens, happens. I'll live my life the way it just comes up. There's no real thought or process into how this affects my future decisions, and just let life take you that way. And usually it doesn't end up in a good place when you live that way. And so as the band starts to come this morning, we'll go ahead and have everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. And we're going to throw that response up on the screen for us this morning. And so we see that as we've worked through this passage, that there are some specific ways the Bible says if you believe what has been said and that you have heard what's come forth from the Bible, that we should respond. And so the first one, every time, will always be accept Christ. And so if you're in here and you've never accepted Christ, or maybe you had a long time ago and you haven't been living the way that you should, and we want to open that up for you today and say, this is a safe place. We'd love to talk with you. We'd love to pray with you. This is the place to accept Christ. If you've been struggling and you need wisdom with authority, maybe there's some authority figures in your life, whether they're teachers or parents or any type of authority figure, name them, you've been having issues with, dealing with how to respect them, how to honor them, and you just need some wisdom with how to deal with authority, we'd love to pray with you. If you need wisdom with timing, you just don't know how to deal with the seasons that are going on in life, and you can just never seem to get it right, and you're just always trying to do things on your own and to walk through things on your own, and you just need some wisdom with the timing and how the Lord leads you in seasons in life, we'd love to pray with you there. If you need wisdom for influence, you realize that when you look at your life and how you've been living day to day in your classes and around your friends, that you haven't been being the best influence. You haven't been the one who influences, but you've been the one who is influenced. You're allowing others to dictate your actions instead of being one who's a positive example. I'd love to pray with you there. And then the last one, we talk about this all the time, but if you've had trouble leading someone to Jesus, or you just don't know how to do it, or how to have that courage to go up to someone and say, hey, you know, I love Jesus and I love you, and this is why I want to tell you about Jesus. You have friends all around you that are without the knowledge of Jesus. They don't know that he's a Savior, who he's come and he's given us this hope and a future. And so maybe you just need help and would like to pray or talk with someone about having courage or knowing how to do that. But these are five ways that we see that the Bible tells us we can respond to what we've heard. And so we're going to enter into some time of worship. Tim and the band's going to lead us, but we'll take some time and let this soak in, and then our leaders will come around and see if there's anything we can pray with you about. But just kind of allow, as we go through worship, allow the Lord to work these things out in your heart and allow him to talk to you and to see what areas you need to respond to. So let's worship together.